Did you ever drive a car like that?
I sure did. I learned how to drive one on the floor. Stick. I don't know what you call the doggone thing now. Shift? You wouldn't call it a shift?
Did you ever hear four on the floor?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's a stick shift.
Is that a recent term?
That's a recent term because they got them differently. I mean, they got the shift. It's a short one now that they have in this little box like, but when I was driving, you had, it was really on. They were long. But, I believe Tim's Corvette is like that, huh? Don't he? Yeah. Oh, he's got automatic? Oh, I thought it was wonderful. But, I've seen those.
Sometimes when you're driving, especially around residential sections, there'll be something built up into the road to make sure you go slow. It'd be kind of an elevation built in the road. And if you drove over it fast, it could, your car would bounce and it'd mess your car up. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
It's something built, like kind of a hump built across the road. And you have to slow down and go real slow over it.
No, we have tracks like that up on Jefferson Highway, honey. You got to almost come to a stop to go over, or else your car's going to fall apart. They've got, I don't know, two or three sets of railroad tracks up there, and it's terrific. I don't know if y'all have been up on the Jefferson Highway. I'm telling you, those tracks, they are so deep, and they really, something should be done about it, but they've complained about that for the last 3 or 4 years, but they have done nothing about it. And when you come to those things, honey, you better slow down, because it'll loosen every screw on your car. Yes, indeed. So that's the only thing I know.
Say if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to do what to it?
Grease it.
Okay, you say yesterday he...
Greased the car.
Hmm?
Greased it.
And if grease got all
over... Oiled it.
Okay, if grease was all over your hands were all...
Greasy.
And if your door was squeaking, you could put a few drops of...
Oil.
And inside...
Lube or anything?
Huh?
Oil or lube, anything.
Okay. Inside the tire of the car, they used to have an inner
tube.
And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to...
launch it?
What different kinds of boats do people have? I mean, not the power-driven ones, but just the small boats.
All I know is a skiff and... my brother-in-law had one that his was, I don't know what kind of a boat.
What shape is a skiff?
A skiff is just like a small thing that's dug out, I guess, for two or three people, no more than three to get into.
Is it pointed or flat at the
end? I think it's pointed at one end anyhow.